At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. 24 hours from now, the tension will be very high on this program. We will hand out most valuable, least improved Danette. Because of your voting, go to danpatrick.com. Over 50,000 votes have been cast so far. And from what I'm being told by Mario, who counts the votes, two races may already be done. Does anybody think they won one of the categories here? Todd, what category do you think you might win tomorrow?
Least improved.
Least improved.
I'm going to go with least improved.
Okay. Paulie?
I think I'm going to get least improved in a close race over Todd.
Okay. Seton, what category do you think you'll win or could win tomorrow?
Probably least valuable.
Marvin, what about you?
That's not my thoughts on it. I just think that would be. Of course. If there was undervalued Danette Award, I would win that every year.
Undervalued.
Far. Oh, yeah.
Undervalued.
Undervalued Danette.
All right. Maybe a new category for next year. Marvin, what about you? What category do you think you might win? Fans voting.
I'm going to go least improved.
Because you were the most improved last year?
Like, look, somebody's got to win it.
This is it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is as good as it's going to get right here.
It's the ceiling.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I guarantee Marv's winning most improved tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet a pie to the face. Not on that. Oh. On the most valuable.
Well, hold on here. Okay. Now you got my attention. Most valuable, Danette, you're willing to bet a pie on this.
I am.
Okay. What is it?
I'm going to go, drum roll, Seton O'Connor.
Seton O'Connor.
For most valuable Danette for this one reason. Okay. Krappensburg State.
Oh.
That could hurt. Got to admit, that could hurt.
Or it could help you get.
Yeah. It could help. It could also hurt.
It's a crapshoot.
Oh. Okay. Yo. Bloop. Okay. Bloop.
Sorry, Todd.
I like that people like... send us their reasoning on social media for this stuff, where they're like, they're taking it really seriously, and they're like, I don't know. Look, normally I'm a Seton guy, but, you know, this year, Marvin, he came up with the cookout playlist. I mean, that was huge. You know, they're like giving you real stuff.
It's really serious. It's really serious. All right, so Marvin says, does anybody want to take Marvin up on that bet that he says Seton will be the most valuable Danette? Seton?
I could take that bet.
Okay. You get the field. You can either take, if you're siding with Marvin, then you got Seton, or you could have the field. Well, Seton is betting against. Are you betting against yourself?
I won't even take the field. I'll just say that I'm not getting it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. I guess we got to get a pie tomorrow because somebody will get a pie to the face.
Let's go.
Final half hour.
Oh, wait.
What?
Tomorrow it's cold out there.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. How about a hot apple pie?
Warm you up?
Yeah. Not a hot apple pie, like a warm apple pie. Yeah, warm apple pie. Right out of the oven, right to your face.
I'll just take the regular.
The whipped cream like blueberry, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Final hour of the program. Poll question for the final hour, Seton. We're going to go with something different than we had in hour two.
Let me update you, Dan.
All right.
Let's see. More important to college football, we have high school recruiting or the transfer portal. That's holding at about 61% transfer portal.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
All right.
We're also just putting up there, in 10 years, who will be considered the better center? Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess?
I'm going to say Joker 57%.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. It won't let me see the results.
Oh.
It just says, thank you, we have already counted your vote, so apparently it's keeping it a secret. I'll let you guys know who won in 10 years.
All right. Thank you. All right. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Jim Harbaugh, more likely or less likely to go to the NFL? And if I said you could, if you're the Chargers, hire Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh, who would you take? Andy Staples, who covers college football, will join us here in a moment. Let's see. Saints and the Rams, that'll be coming up tonight. The Rams are giving 4. You also have the Boca Raton bowl game at South Florida and Syracuse. The Clippers have won 9 in a row. You excited? Anybody?
That's a great sign, though.
I guess.
9?
I guess.
I love it for everybody. It's a great sign. But...
yeah, I guess. Lakers, what are they, 1-4 since they won the in-season tournament? So, you know, they peaked already. Their season peaked. They lost to the Bulls last night. How do you lose to the Bulls? Yeah. Joel Embiid put up 51 last night. So, since the start of the, you know, he goes to the line more than anybody. Joel Embiid shoots 14 free throws. Now he's up to 16 free throws. He's averaged that against the Timberwolves. Most free throws per game by any player against any opponent in the last couple of years. He goes to the line, and he's a really good free throw shooter as well. He shoots 89%. Remember when, you know, it'd be like, oh, big man, you know, I understand why they can't shoot. You know, Shaq, he can't shoot because he's a big man. His hands are too big. No, no, no. You just have to learn how to shoot and have touch. And Embiid has wonderful form and wonderful touch. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, and he's got an underrated, like, mid-range game, too.
Yeah.
Dribbled through his legs a couple times. I mean, he's so complete, but I think you're right. Joker with the title, he could go off for another title. He'll definitely be the guy in 10 years.
Andy Staples covers college football for On3 Sports. He'll be at the Rose Bowl with Michigan and Alabama, and also the national title game as well. Andy, thanks for joining us. Good morning. I'm curious, what's the difference in pay, the going rate for a valuable player in the transfer portal and then a really valuable high school recruit?
Well, it depends, and I think the transfer is more expensive now. I think the transfer... a transfer quarterback who's going to make a difference, a transfer defensive tackle, offensive lineman, you could be into 7 figures, low 7 figures. I think only the very top of the high school quarterback market reaches that level. Other than that, it's lower. And the transfers have become more expensive than the high school players as they've gone on because the coaches realize, okay, these guys are making business decisions. They're here. They want to get to the NFL. The high school players are more of a crapshoot.
Would you rather win National Signing Day or Transfer Portal Day?
At this point, I'd still rather win National Signing Day, and I'll tell you why. I don't think you can get the quality big guys unless you get them out of high school. We had Kirby Smart on my show yesterday, and he just keeps winning at Georgia because when you look at, like, he brought in double-digit offensive and defensive linemen out of the high school ranks. These guys are monsters. They're like 6'7", 370 pounds, 6'7", 345. Like, I don't even know how humans have gotten this big, but these are monsters who can move. And you know what? They may not all start at Georgia. Some of them may transfer out and go play somewhere else. But the ones who succeed, who beat out all the other ones that they already have and start at Georgia, are probably going to be better than everybody else's. And that's why they keep winning.
We brought this up yesterday, just sort of speculation, or maybe the possibility, hypothetical. Could you see Kirby Smart wanting to coach the Atlanta Falcons?
I was getting New England Patriots because he comes off the Saban tree, which is effectively the Belichick tree. I don't see it. He's a South Georgia guy, but I think he's good where he is. He knows that one of the things he's really good at is recruiting, is evaluating, doing what he did yesterday, getting that number one signing class. I've never gotten the sense that he has that itch to coach in the NFL. I think he likes where he's at. But when you mention it, I kind of like that. I think Patriots more than Falcons.
Okay.
Though I cannot imagine the culture shock of him trying to live in New England versus living in Georgia.
Give me the programs you think overachieved yesterday.
Well, I think Oregon did really well. Dan Lanning continues to build that roster in a really good way for the Big Ten. And it started with Mario Cristobal when he was the head coach there, where he got them better on the lines of scrimmage, because Oregon was always getting good skill talent going back to Mike Bellotti and Chip Kelly, but they really needed to get better in the trenches. And I think Mario left, but Dan Lanning continued that. They got an edge rusher out of Tucson. His last name is Rushing, so it's a perfectly aptly named, but they've done really well with that. But they also have mixed in the transfer portal as well, because that's one of those where they haven't had a ready-made roster each year where they've had that many great classes stacked on top of each other. So they do a good job of mixing them both up. Florida State lost their biggest recruit to Georgia, but if you look at it, they actually have a deeper, more quality class than they've had in about 10 years. And that's something, when Jimbo Fisher left, it was kind of a mess. And I was wondering how long it was going to take to get back to signing classes like that. Well, Mike Norvell did a lot of good work in the transfer portal, obviously has had great success the last 2 years. And now the high school players are saying, you know what, I see the vision here and I want to jump on. So it was kind of negative for them yesterday because of the one guy they lost to Georgia, which was a safety from Buford, Georgia. But I think overall, they're on an upward trajectory.
Let me go back to Oregon. How much of their collective is just Nike money?
I think a lot of it, but however it works. And the thing about Nike that they have to be a little careful with is Nike does business with all these schools. So you can't just build up Oregon. That's what I keep telling people. And everybody's like, oh, Oregon would just buy all the best players. Well, you know who that would piss off? Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, who also do business with Nike.
We're talking to Andy Staples. He covers college football for On3 Sports. Arch Manning's situation at Texas, and how much of that is dependent on Quinn Ewers coming back?
Well, I think he's going to be the backup there, and I never got the sense from Arch that it was a play immediately kind of thing, or even a play within the first 2 years as the starter kind of thing. He's the backup right now. If Quinn Ewers decides to stay, I think the plan would be for Arch to take over. And the other thing is, Quinn Ewers has been knocked out each of the last two seasons for multiple games. So if you're backing up Quinn Ewers, there's a very good chance you're going to be the starter at some point. And Dan, I know you've met a lot of quarterbacks. You know how they think. Once I'm in there, I ain't giving it back.
The NCAA and Jim Harbaugh, where are we?
So this is essentially the Jim Tressel case from 12 years ago. The only thing that's changed is everything else around it. Because basically what they got from Harbaugh on is not telling the truth to the NCAA. They call this Cheeseburger Gate at Michigan. And basically what happened was, during COVID, there were some recruits. One of them was committed to Michigan already. They drove to campus on their own dime, just wanted to look around. But schools were not supposed to have any recruits on campus, whether they were unofficial visits, official, didn't matter. You weren't supposed to have anybody at that time. And so Jim Harbaugh goes and meets them at a restaurant. And when the NCAA asks about this, he says, I don't recall. They hand him a receipt. Do you recall now? I don't recall. And so they're saying he was providing misleading information to the investigators, which is exactly what they got Jim Tressel for. The difference is, in 2011, Ohio State forced Jim Tressel out because people were still like, oh my goodness, he committed an NCAA violation. And now we're like, who cares? Michigan's thing is, we're more worried about Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL. We would like to keep him. But here's the interesting part. Remember, they were going to do a negotiated, basically a plea bargain, where Jim Harbaugh was going to be suspended for 4 games. That got rejected by the Committee on Infractions, Michigan then self-imposed three games. So we already know they want more than four games as a suspension. And I don't think they're going to tack on those three that he got for the Connor Stallion signal stealing stuff at the end of the season. I don't think that gets tacked on because that's a separate NCAA investigation. So, yeah, I think there's more suspension coming from the NCAA once all this gets settled. But Michigan's not going to cave and fire him, I don't think, the way Ohio State caved and fired Jim Tressel.
Okay, but is Harbaugh now more likely to try to go to the NFL again than sit around and wait for these, you know, whatever sanctions are going to happen or penalties?
I think he's going to try to go to the NFL anyway, Dan, because I think he's wanted to. I think there's still an itch there. And remember, he was a really good NFL
coach.
Okay,
but what is holding this up with Harbaugh?
Well, he's the NFL team's wanting to hire him.
But he's a proven talent. Why would you take Arthur Smith when you could have Jim Harbaugh? Why would you take Matt Rhule when you could have Jim Harbaugh?
Ask Ziggy Wilf. He could have had Jim Harbaugh.
Well, I do like that coach.
Yeah, I do too.
I think
Kevin O'Connell's a great coach.
Yes, yes. I understand but there are a lot of other coaches that are pedestrian.
Well, and that's the thing. I think there could be jobs where Jim Harbaugh would be a good fit. Like if Chicago fires Matt Eberflus, I mean, you put Jim Harbaugh there with a number one draft pick quarterback, assuming, I know the Panthers won the other day, so I don't know. The Bears pick is still number one for now. If the Panthers go on a winning streak, we'll see about that. But you got the Bears. You got the Chargers job is open. You want Jim Harbaugh working with Justin Herbert? Yeah, that'd probably be a pretty good thing. So I think,
how about this?
If you're an NFL owner, you need to think about it.
The Chargers, you can have Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh.
Ooh. I'm worried about Belichick. Belichick non-Brady is a scary thought. And the question I have with Belichick, and actually it's a question I'd ask with Harbaugh too, because he's coming from the college ranks where you have full personnel control. Belichick, the GM, worries me more than Belichick, the coach. So I'm not sure because I think both those guys are going to want very tight personnel control. I think I might go Harbaugh to work with Herbert.
There was a report yesterday that there's still NFL chatter about Lincoln Riley. Can you?
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he had a good or bad day yesterday, but I don't know if Lincoln Riley, he was pretty desirable, you know, when the season started, I would think, for NFL teams, but you think that's cooled off?
I think he's still desirable as an offensive tactician. You know, what happened yesterday is really irrelevant in terms of the NFL, because whether Lincoln Riley can recruit or not doesn't matter in the NFL. It's how does he scheme up that offense, but also how willing is he to work with his defensive coordinator to put a good defense on the field. I think that is the bigger concern, whether it's the NFL or college football. Lincoln Riley has yet to show that he can have a program that has a good defense, that he can practice in a way that allows the defense to also get what it needs, that he can hire a defensive coordinator who can put a dominant defense on the field. Those are all things that Lincoln Riley needs to prove. And those would be issues in the NFL, and they are issues at USC right now.
Great to talk to you, Andy. Happy holidays to you and the family, and thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you, Dan.
That's Andy Staples at On Three Sports. Yeah, the talk about Lincoln Riley, that came out of meetings in Dallas. Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report had that, where Lincoln Riley was at least a conversation with some of these owners or NFL people looking at who could be one of the next head coaches in the NFL. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to your phone calls coming up, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jim Harbaugh, his situation, and is it enough for him to leave just getting to the Final Four? Imagine if he wins a title and the leverage that he's going to have. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I find the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel, fascinating. Not your typical coach. Doesn't dress that way. Doesn't speak that way. Even his background, played a little bit of football, college at Yale. I think he was a backup wide receiver. He was on the team. I don't know what his numbers are. Paulie, check and see what his stats were at Yale.
Oh, sure. I was a season ticket holder for his era.
Here is the head coach on the message that he has been telling his own players.
I instructed the players to anything other than concern yourself with the next opponent, which for us is the Dallas Cowboys, and any other narrative that has to do with good teams or playoff seeds or the next three games, all that stuff, I gave them the clearance to tell all members of the media to, with all due respect, F off. With all due respect. Because all we're focused on is the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. It always feels like half of what he's saying, he's joking. It's a that delivery, kind of deadpan. And he's a lot of fun in the Hard Knocks in season. Him and Tyreek Hill, they're worth watching. Now you have Tua. He's collecting receipts of everybody who doubts what he does. You know what? He should get together with Brock Purdy and just say, hey, Brock, Tua, hey, man, nobody thinks we're any good, right? You're the left-handed version of me, or you're the right-handed version of me. Hey, without your skill guys, you'd be nothing. You know, there are a lot of quarterbacks in this league that if they didn't have their skill position guys, they wouldn't be who they are. But it's what you do with these receivers, with these running backs, with this offense. That's the key. Brock Purdy is doing everything you want. It's like you're going, well, let me see him win a game. Okay. He didn't have to win a game. And we're probably going to find this out in the postseason where you go, okay, let's see Brock Purdy lead him down, 2-minute drive, and they end up winning a game. But in the meantime, does he spread the ball? Is it a balanced offense? Can they beat you in a variety of ways? Yes. And he's doing what is asked of him. They're not saying, hey, forget the game plan. We want you to go rogue. Why don't you throw the ball 50 times? Is that what we want? Hey, you got to improvise there. You got to scramble for a first down. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Two is doing what he's supposed to do. They're penalized because they make it look easy. Or they have skill position guys, and they're taking advantage of the skill position guys. Instead of, all right, let's take away all your weapons. Now let's see how good you are. Okay. They wouldn't be anywhere near what they are. But I can't discredit them because they're doing what they're supposed to do. It feels like maybe it's a half-truth. Okay. They're really good quarterback play right now. And they have a lot of help. They do. I go back to when Patrick Mahomes had a bad offensive line in the Super Bowl. And what happened? Tampa dominated him. Still Patrick Mahomes. They had Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. What happened? They got blown out. Even the greatest quarterback in the game right now. Yeah, Paul.
You go back to the Chiefs before Mahomes. Alex Smith had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt. And he was a very good quarterback with them. But Mahomes maxed it out. I think I'd rather be Tua and Purdy and be critiqued for being helped than be Justin Herbert and be critiqued for not doing enough and critiqued for being treated as a superstar but not getting anything going.
Yeah, but the Chargers have weapons. Yeah. They have skill position guys. Allen, Eckler. Now, maybe that they're overhyped. I don't know. But should he do more? Yes, he should. Or they should do more. But, you know, Brock Purdy, people go kicking and screaming. It's like when Joker was going to win the MVP for the first time. And I remember our good buddy Nick Wright was like, oh, this will be the worst pick for MVP and maybe NBA history. And I'm like, okay, maybe he's not exciting. He just does what he's supposed to do. Like, we don't give you credit if you do what you're supposed to do. It's like, we need you to do more. You got to be exciting. Brock Purdy is not exciting. Tua, not exciting. Everybody else around him, really exciting. All right, well, then give it to Christian McCaffrey or give it to Tyreek Hill. I don't care. But the game manager, and all of a sudden, that's a negative. Man, I want a quarterback. Any great quarterback could manage a game. Now, there were times Brett Favre didn't manage a game the way I would want my quarterback to manage a game. He was not disciplined. But if we're looking at game managers, Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time, and he was a game manager. But that's a knock, it feels like. You know, we want the guy who goes outside the system that, you know, everything relies on his arms or leg, or legs or arm. And, that, you know, that's not fair to the quarterbacks who just do what you want them to do. Like, God forbid you go back and look at the stats with, you know, Bart Starr or Bob Greasy, Troy Aikman. I mean, they didn't have stats. But they did what they were supposed to do when they needed their, you know, their team needed that. And I don't know Brock Purdy, and if he wins the MVP, great. If he was taken in the first round, nobody would have a problem with what he's doing. He's Mr. Irrelevant, therefore he will never be taken seriously unless he goes and wins the Super Bowl and is the MVP. It's a cute story. That's really what it comes down to with Brock Purdy, the perception and the reality. It's like Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson, Tom Brady for a long time, where you're drafted. Well, you can't be that good. Well, you can be. Sometimes teams make mistakes because they underestimate who that person is and how great they want to be. But Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, having wonderful years. Are they benefiting from the talent around them? They are. All right, I get some phone calls in here. You know, what if Michigan wins the national title? January 8th. Now all of a sudden you're in prime hiring season in the NFL. Is Jim Harbaugh... is that when you jump? Because it feels like there's a contract extension that's sort of been lingering there. And then was it taken off the table? Now is it back on the table? What kind of future sanctions or penalties are going to happen with the NCAA? Does he want to stick around for that? Does he want to deal with NIL and recruiting and all the things that go along with this? You can ride off into the sunset, go back to the NFL, Yeah. Are there going to be openings for you? I'm just surprised that there haven't been more openings for him. No, the Vikings, he at least got an opportunity, but then, you know, they took Kevin O'Connell. And they made the right choice in Minnesota, in my opinion. But if you said, I'm the Chargers and I could have Jim Harbaugh or Bill Belichick, I'm taking Jim Harbaugh. Now, Washington may look at Bill Belichick and say he can come in and change the entire culture there. And maybe you would want that with the Chargers as well. Or the Bears with Jim Harbaugh going back to Chicago. Yes, Marvin?
Do you think the issue with Harbaugh is that he wears out his welcome relatively fast?
He wins, though. I mean, yes, he wears out his welcome. But if you say he's going to wear out his welcome in 4 years, but we're going to win, I'll take that. I will. I'd take that. He's got a four-year, that over-under is usually 4 years for him. But he does win, whether it's in college, a couple of stops there in the NFL, and now what he's done at Michigan. And all of his teams fit a pattern of what he wants. He wants physical. He wants to dominate you. And he did that in college. He's done that in the NFL and now back in college. Yeah, Pauline.
Look at Stanford football after he left. It was good for a couple of years, and then it's tailed off. The Niners, he was in the Niners for 4 years, 13 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, 8 wins, and a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah. Seems like he's going to get an opportunity this time around. It felt like he was damaged goods a little bit where we're like, man, Michigan might move on from him. Remember that a couple of years ago? Like, he's kind of holding on. Hey, you got to take a pay cut. Now all of a sudden it's like, I ain't taking no pay cut. Yes, Eden.
But what if I told you that guy that's super annoying?
Yeah.
In like 10 years was going to beat your rival a bunch of times and get you to the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
But that's it.
So he wouldn't accomplish much. He would beat Ohio State, but he wouldn't accomplish much after that?
Yeah, well, no, he would like beat Ohio State a bunch of times, but then he would get you to the Orange Bowl, the Outback Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay. I think beating Ohio State is a big deal.
Well, they're weird,
Yes, that's
they have a weird obsession with each other.
Yes,
it's
they
like
do.
You two just make out already and get it over with. But other than that, I mean, it's like you would think the timeline was 4 years, but we're going on 10.
Yeah. He's got something here. The past 3 years, he's got something here. And now is it sustainable? Does he want to stick around for it? That's what I don't know. I don't know what the sanctions are going to be. I mean, it takes forever for them to get it. You know, we're going back to the previous penalties there. We haven't even gotten to this year because they're going to still punish him for this year at some point.
And I'm sensing he wasn't as cooperative this time around as he was the last time. I'm guessing. I don't know.
He wouldn't cooperate last time. So then they're like, okay. I mean, that's where you really get in trouble. Jim Tressel, Ohio State just offered him up after the tattoo gate. And like, oh, he broke an NCAA rule. See ya, Jim. And then you move on. Harbaugh's like, I'm not cooperating. Hey, we just want to know, did you meet with a recruit and you weren't supposed to meet with a recruit? And I'm not cooperating. Okay. Just ask Tom Brady how that works when you don't cooperate with the NFL. Although the NFL has their act together, NCAA doesn't. Yes, Todd.
If Vrabel or Sala were shown the door, how would that fit work, Coach Harbaugh with the Titans or the Jets?
No, I don't see him in New York. Titans, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you'd leave Michigan. I don't know why Kirby Smart would leave Georgia. You know, if you're really good at your job, recruiting is a lot easier. Name, image, and likeness, your collectives. Like you can get this down and have it a system there that it feeds itself. And that's what, you know, you hopefully are going to get there with Michigan. And they do have the money to back them up, their boosters. Yeah, Paul.
And if you look back, when Nick Saban went to the NFL and Steve Spurrier, it can't just be the money, because the money in college is as good or probably better. There's kind of unlimited funds coming into college, but it's not like Jim Harbaugh, well, I can go to the NFL and make some real dough. I don't even think he'd get a pay raise going to the NFL. I don't know. Is it the thing like, I want to check this off the list?
He's already been on the list.
Yeah.
He didn't win a Super Bowl. You're going to go back and coach in the NFL because your brother has a Super Bowl and you don't?
I can't think of any other reason that he would do it. lifestyle. He's a, you know, Michigan, he's rolling. They don't care about the NCAA.
I mean, he lives next to his dad. Ugh. I mean, I don't. But, you know, once again, I don't know what makes Jim tick, if he wants to go back, or maybe he just doesn't want to deal with the NCAA and all of this stuff that's gone on. I don't know. But if he would happen to win the national title, you know, it'd be interesting to see if teams would find him more interesting in the NFL. By the way, in case you're wondering, Tommy DeVito has filed for two trademarks. Tommy Cutlets and Passing Paisano. You know what's strange is they're both available. I mean, I would have thought maybe somebody would have scooped up the Passing Paisano and Tommy Cutlets. He intends to sell branded chicken pasta and pizza sauces, this according to Darren Revell.
Really making the most out of this 15, huh?
Well, he did go to the pizza place when it was reported he was going for 10 grand and then his agent wanted 20 grand.
Yeah, but they screwed up going to the local pizza place. I mean, things get more complicated, I think, the larger you get. If you can't handle a quick appearance at Delio's, I don't know that you're cut out for this business.
The passing.
I mean, you know, I wanted to sign that deal with Ford, but I messed up going to Eddie's Chevy down there, and now everything's messed up. Like,
the you know, I would go with the slinging salami. How about that? It's the passing Paisano. It's Tommy DeVito. I'd have to put some cotton ball in my cheeks. Like Marlon Brando. You imagine.
You got an appearance at Freddy's Exxon in Bergen County.
You're on the set of Godfather, and, you know, Brando being Brando, and he's out there, and he's putting cotton balls in his cheeks so he can talk like this. I can't imagine what went through Coppola's mind where he's going, what do you, I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so why? Why are you doing that? Just real quick correction. Why are you talking like that, though?
But he put cotton balls in his cheeks.
There's a good show about the making of The Godfather and Godfather 2. And remember, Robert Duvall is one of the sons, you know, the adopted son. He, in the shot, he's wearing lines around his neck, like a little billboard. And it's Marlon Brando's lines. So because he was having trouble remembering his lines. So there's a picture of Robert Duvall with like a little billboard on his stomach, and it's Marlon Brando's lines during the scene. Kind of cool.
I've been around an actor who needed an earpiece to get his lines fed to him.
What was his name again?
No, not the way it works. Tommy Cutlets. And it's not the Passing Paisano, it's Passing Paisano. The Passing Paisano. Yes, Marvin.
But Italians from the old country, they normally don't buy sauce. They usually make it.
Yeah, buy it?
What buy you it?
No, you don't. I you mean my, in a jar?
Right. I asked my wife about ragu once, and she goes, Marvin, I've never had ragu in my life.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't lived.
Yeah. I think she's doing without it.
Yeah. My mom would put water in the ragu so it would go further.
Oh, man.
I know. She would do that with ketchup, too. God love her. She was trying to make it work. I just remember it'd be like, man, this ketchup is coming out fast. It's got water in it. Man, this sauce is, it's a little runny. And then I didn't realize what she was doing, but she was watering it down. It's like, all right, you go, girl. Take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. By the way, you can still vote, danpatrick.com. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, Danette. And we will have a ceremony tomorrow, a banner ceremony. It'll be a banner show tomorrow. There's going to be joy, sadness, emotional. It could be the most talked about radio program tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern.
Whoa.
Yeah. Got to narrow it down. Yes, Eden.
I'm looking forward to that, like, Stephon Diggs moment where Fritzy's banner is getting raised into the rafters for MVD, but Paul is standing 50 yards back just watching it happen, motivating for next year. Yeah. Yeah, they all do that like playoff thing, like, oh, we got knocked out in the divisional round. Oh, look at him. This is how much he cares. He's watching the fireworks and the confetti.
Soaking in for off-season fuel.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This day in sports history. How about the headline today off tonight's game, or tomorrow's headline today, something like that, Saints-Rams. That's what I was trying to say. Tomorrow's headline today with the Rams and the Saints. Todd, how about you?
Saints go marching out. Rams very much alive.
All right, thank you. All right, Seton O'Connor.
Are the Rams for real?
Question mark?
Question mark?
All right. Marvin?
Fast car, Saints roll.
Okay.
Like the Tracy Chapman song, Fast Car.
Okay. Sorry. Right. Didn't that make a comeback?
Yeah, yeah, I think somebody covered it.
Was that Luke Bryan? Did he cover that? And all of a sudden it went to number one. Paulie?
Puka Nacua, Rams wide receiver, chokes on final drive.
Wow.
I actually like him and don't think he will, but yeah, felt like a good happen.
Yeah. Ram tough. How about that one, Tom?
Okay.
No, that's not. That's not good at all.
Sure.
No, it's not. By the way, you can still vote, but I just went back and talked to Mario about most valuable, least improved Danette. And we might have some winners already, and we still have 24 hours to go. But now maybe you start voting for the underdogs, and we will vote for the most valuable backroom guy. Daniel in Louisiana. By the way, the backroom guys have voted on you guys, but it's anonymous. So they went to the website and they voted as well. I don't know how many times they voted. I don't know who they voted for or against. Hi, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP and Danettes. 5'6", squishy yet surprisingly solid, 200.
Squishy.
wanted to thank you for your recommendation of The Americans several years back.
Yeah.
Great TV show. And also, thank you for something on topic. LSU, the last two Heisman winners from the transfer portal, your vote for Jaden Daniels. Go Tigers.
All righty. Thank you, Daniel. Andrea in Chicago. Andrea, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Merry Christmas, Dan and everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I am 72 years old. I've been listening to and watching the program since the Attic days. Love it very much, everything about it, especially Marvin and Fritzy. But something's been bothering me for the last few months, and Marvin opened the door when you were discussing the Masked Singer results. Marvin mentioned that he is a pop icon or entrenched in pop.
Pop culture.
I have never heard him or anyone there mention BTS. Ever heard of them?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
How come they're not a part of the music days Marvin sets up? I think he's smiling right now, but to a group that has about 700 million Army, which is their fan club, and it's global, and they've broken every single record that the music industry has more than one time. They hold over 700 awards. Come on.
All right. That's Andrea in Chicago. Marvin?
That wasn't on my bingo card.
That was not on my
rapping BTS.
So BTS, are they South Korea?
Yeah, K-pop? I think that's their genre.
I think a couple had to go into the military.
What, J-Hope?
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But that doesn't mean we're doing a Music Friday on BTS. I mean,
we could do a K-pop Music Friday, though. I'll throw in some Blackpink in there. I don't care.
This day in,
to be fair, we got to give equal time for some North Korean rock.
I love this audience. This day in sports history, Paulie?
Let's see. The first ever professional, I guess, actual, not professional, the first ever basketball game took place in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Jimmy Naismith.
James Naismith, yeah.
He was the original doctor. Yeah, when it comes to basketball, Dr. J, no, Dr. Naismith.
Yeah, that's the only good one.
All right. Let's see, anything else? BYU beat Michigan in the Holiday Bowl, and they went on to win their first NCAA title. I think Michigan, I mean, you want to talk about random BYU winning a national title. They did go undefeated. I think Michigan was like 7-7 there or something like that. What we learned brought to you by Discover, access to 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.